Our president is falling asleep at meetings after he started a war. Like, let me read to you some of the updates in the news. IDF says it struck an Iranian command center in Lebanon as death toll surpasses 200. Kurdish armed forces just got struck by drones in Iraq because Trump started a regional conflict with Netanyahu. The UN chief then warned that Iran could spiral beyond anyone's control. And this dude is falling asleep. And when Trump was asked earlier if Americans should be worried about retaliatory attacks, he said, quote, "I guess, like I said, some people will die. Some people die when you go to war. This guy can't be serious." Well, everybody, this is the President of the United States falling asleep at a conference about women's sports after he launched an all-out war with Iran. After 6 U.S. service members have died, 160 school children are now confirmed dead, thousands of Iranians have died in this war, hundreds of people in Lebanon, tens of thousands of people have been mowed down by the regime for protesting after Donald Trump rug-pulled the Iranian people in January. This is his fault. He has started new wars after promising the opposite, and today he's hosting a meeting that is just an absolute joke. Let me play the opening of this meeting. Then I'll explain to you why this enrages me so much. Because there are actual children who died just a few days ago in Iran because of this administration. And he comes out and claims that he wants to help protect college sports or young people. Just listen.
Secretary of State, a woman who's really respected, Condoleezza Rice. Thank you very much again, Condoleezza. And Ron DeSantis has been working very hard with us, and wherever you may be, Ron, hi, Ron, and has some great ideas and some great coaches that gave him some great ideas.
It's like the least charismatic room in history. There's Ron DeSantis, Mike Johnson, and Donald Trump all sitting around the table. Notice J.D. Vance is gone over the past week.
Gathered today to discuss an important threat to the integrity and culture of college sports. The inability to set rules on eligibility, transfers, name, image, and likeness, and more, much more than that, in the face of endless lawsuits. And it's what's going on with the legal community is incredible.
This is an absolute joke, right? They're talking about college sports while a war rages on. I'm sure this issue is important, but have somebody else do it rather than falling asleep during this conference because you are so old. If you actually care about children, or if you actually care about young people, maybe you should talk about the 160 school children who were killed because of your bombs. What about the 20-year-old service member Declan Cody who was killed because of you and Israel striking Iran, Donald Trump? This says Justin. Trump admin officials told Congress in a closed-door briefing that U.S. was responsible for targeting the area in Iran where a girl's school was struck and scores of children were killed. And then, this one really made me sad. The last photo of Mikkel, a third-grade student killed in the reported U.S.-Israeli strike on a primary school in Iran. He was waving goodbye to his mother. Sorry, I should have put a warning on screen because of how sad this is. This is an absolute tragedy. This times 160. The reports are that it wasn't entirely a girls' school. Many different children were killed. It was primarily young schoolgirls. We're in the middle of a war, and this is what they're talking about. Someone quote tweeted this and said, "We're in the middle of a war that these buffoons started less than a week ago, and they're already bored. They're already moving on." Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who is spiking down war powers resolution votes and running from his job, is more than happy to show up here and just glaze Donald Trump for 40 seconds. We need to push back against this absolute insanity. If you agree, make sure you drop a like on the video below. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Watch this glazing.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's an honor to be here with so many of the all-time greats. It's a treat for us, members of Congress. There's many of them around the table, and they're happy to be working on the issue with you and for you. I would say people often say that Speaker of the House is the most stressful job in the world, but then I think of SEC football coaches because they got to win every Saturday night, and my friends who are in those positions I have a lot of sympathy for. I want to commend President Trump for his extraordinary leadership, and he leads on this important and complex issue as he does all others. He sees a problem, He wants us to solve it, and he assembles the right people to get that done. And I think he really is the only figure on the planet who could do that.
Jesus. Jojo from Juris commented, is there an inch of daylight between Trump's saggy underballs and Mike Johnson's lips? Okay, that's wild. But Speaker of the House Mike Johnson thinks it's necessary to sit down while we are at war, and rather than continuing to work on a war powers resolution that was shot down in the House and in the Senate, he decides to glaze Donald Trump while sitting next to Marco Rubio and all of the others. Very quickly, let me show you the moment that Peter Doocy from Fox News asks one single question about Iran, and Donald Trump snaps on the Fox News reporter. Take a listen.
Hey, President Trump, it sounds like the Russians are helping Iran target and attack Americans now.
That's an easy problem compared to what we're doing here. I mean, but can I be honest? It's just, I have a lot of respect for you. You've always been very nice to me. What a stupid question that is to be asking at this time. We're talking about something else. Can we keep this maybe a little bit? Go ahead, please.
He just snapped at the Fox News reporter for asking a question about the war the U.S. is currently engaged in. He asked an even more important question about the Russians helping Iran target and attack Americans. There need to be consequences. We need strength on the world stage. When Caroline Leavitt was asked about the same exact thing, she had an even worse answer earlier on. Now I want to show you Speaker of the House Mike Johnson just glazing Donald Trump. But Speaker of the House Mike Johnson feels the need, during a war where he refused to hold a vote on the War Powers Resolution until he did hold it finally, he thinks it's necessary to sit down next to Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, and the entire cabinet and just absolutely glaze Trump. Mike Johnson then tells a joke that very clearly goes over Trump's head. Remember, this guy is quite literally sleeping during his presser. I'll show you in just one moment, but Donald Trump falls asleep during the presser. Let's just back up, and I want you to watch the moment that Mike Johnson's joke flies directly over Donald Trump's head, and he gives a delayed laugh.
So thank you very much. Great job. Anybody else around?
Mr. President, could I just, you're being handed you're given a handout that just has a quick summary bullet points of the composition of the SCORE Act for those that aren't familiar with it. And let me just apologize. I think NIL has been abused, and my staff put my name and image on the top of it really big. And it's sort of ironic, if not intended. Sorry about that.
You didn't get paid for it.
Yeah, I didn't get paid anything for it. Yeah, yield back.
Anybody else, please?
Bro did not give a shit. He did not get the joke whatsoever. Let me show you Trump's reaction.
Yeah, yield back.
Anybody else, please?
It's like when you didn't hear what the person said, so you just act like you got the joke, and you're like, yeah, you just keep nodding. Then uncharismatic Ron DeSanctimonious Santis comes in and begins talking about college sports.
Ron, please.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for doing this. I mean, you have pedal to the metal on so many different issues, from national security to border to energy, and you're not taking the pedal off any of that. And you could be forgiven to say college sports is important, but your plate's full, and you've just added it to all the other things that you're doing. And
he's quite literally underwater on all of the other issues. And listen, I'm not saying that when we're at war, you only have to focus on war. I understand that there are domestic issues you have to focus on, but you also have to delegate your time. Delegate your priorities and make sure that you are spending your limited time wisely. So if you're the president of the United States and you only have so much time per day, you should prioritize as much as you can towards getting this war solved, then delegate everything else towards lower people. So like Ron DeSantis could have come here alone and done this without Donald Trump needing to be there falling asleep. Watch this clip that the Kamala HQ account posted where Trump is just straight up falling asleep.
Somebody, you know, I was the baseball captain at Yale. Like, if we had NIL there, I probably wasn't going to get a lucrative NIL deal. That's fine. I get it. But, you know, what being a
look at, he's still asleep.
College athlete teaches you, there's a reason why the Naval Academy and in West Point, you have to be an athlete when you go through there, because it teaches you discipline. It teaches somebody.
He does not care what Ron DeSantis has to say. It gets even worse as it goes on. In this clip, he's struggling to stay awake, and then he just looks. Grandpa does not look okay in this clip.
Local judge, and the local judge deems you eligible. Fourth, degree completion. It's never been better to be a student athlete. You can come back to school and get a degree. You have a chance to be a pro and you leave early. We want you to come back.
We're in the middle of a war, and our president looks out of it. He looks like he can barely stay awake. And let me just read you some of the updates that we're getting today. Quote, IDF says it struck Iranian command center in Lebanon as death toll passes 200. So we have a regional war breaking out. A Kurdish armed group struck by drones and missiles in northern Iraq. The tensions keep escalating, and UN chief warns Iran that this is spiraling beyond anyone's control. That is a quote. This is all happening as our dear president is at a meeting and can't even keep his eyes open for 1 second. Donald Trump says defense contractors are quadrupling production. Drones then are exploding in an Erbil hotel in an embassy in Baghdad. There is a regional conflict that Netanyahu pulled the United States into, and I do not trust this man to solve it. They said that Joe Biden humiliated us on the world stage. They said that Joe Biden started wars and got the United States involved. Joe Biden, his big debacle was pulling us out of Afghanistan. It was the Afghanistan pullout that was, yes, imperfect, but no one was ever going to do it perfectly. We just had to do it, and Biden did it. Donald Trump is getting us pulled into new forever wars, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these quick hits on the Adam Mockler feed, then drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.